I don't know what it's like round your place. I know what it's like round mine.
Under the tree, there's always one of these.
No matter how much you eat, there's always one left, isn't there? Did I ever tell you the story about the box of quality sweets that we were donated as a Salvation Army one year? Unwanted gifts, it was described as. Sellotaped up, in the days of sellotape. Thought, this is a bit light. Never mind. Maybe I'm getting strong in my old age. And I opened it up. And it was full of 15 toffee pennies. I think the donor had thought the term unwanted gift too closely in their thinking. You'll be glad to know that this box is actually quite full. It's even got these green triangles. Now, I've never had a green triangle. Now, let me rephrase that. I'm never allowed to have... never allowed to have a green triangle. And, excuse me, is this one going out on the internet? Is this meeting being saved for the internet? Where are the contents? It used to come with a piece of paper, didn't it? It's around the side. The green triangle, the purple one. I mean, this isn't exactly descriptive, is it? Toffee finger, milk chocolate block, coconut eclair, toffee penny. So, do you know what your favourite is? I'm just looking at the moment because does it say average content in here? How many people are in this morning? Anybody know? Is there enough for everybody? Setting aside the diabetics. And the nut allergies. And those that don't like, those who've got their own teeth, haven't got their own teeth and so can't manage the toffee pennies. Hand them out. Anytime you like. Anytime you like. Do you know what? We read two passages of scripture this morning. One from the beginning of the life of Jesus. One where he was still warm in that manger. You know what? This time last year, we didn't have Matthew. Nobody had Matthew apart from his mum. And yet here he is, large as life, full of beans. And so this year has been full of all kinds of things, much like this box of chocolates. The life of Jesus was full of all kinds of things, much like this box of chocolates. There were some really good things that we really love, the sorts of things that we like to chew over. You know, like the feeding of the 5,000, or the 60, however it was that we got here this morning. You know, we like that kind of story. Have you ever heard the story how he walked upon the sea? We sung that this morning. We like that kind of story because it's Jesus. He's going to come and he's going to rescue us and we're going to be okay and everything's going to be fine. But it's not always just to our liking. I'm sure that the manufacturers of this box of chocolates, I'm sure that they are really desperate to make sure that every one of the contents of their box is liked and popular. But sometimes we come across some things which aren't so popular. And yet, one of the things that Luke does within his gospel account, he comes back time and time again to the same kind of theme. And if you were to look through his gospel account, there's stories where people are filled with praise and wonder and amazement, and they just want to bless and glorify God for what they've just seen. There's a story here in Luke chapter 5, the story of the man who was paralyzed and carried by his four friends on a pallet, on a bed. You know the story, don't you? We love this story because it's about tearing things apart. Okay, it's not about healing, it's about wrecking the house. Okay? We love wrecking the house at Christmas. Tearing things apart, putting things back. I see some knowing looks going on here. I'm not even going to begin to go there. I'll ask you after the meeting. But you know the story where the men picked him up, carried him to the roof, ripped the roof apart, lowered him down, and there he was healed. It caused a great deal of controversy because Jesus said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven." And some people didn't like that. Isn't it bizarre? Here is Jesus the Christ saying to this man, "Your sins are forgiven, my friend." And maybe if you haven't heard anything for you yet this whole year, 2019, do you need to hear the voice of God saying to you, "Your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven." Take up your mat. Get on with your life. In other words, put behind you all the rubbish and detritus of 2019, all the things that really you'd rather forget that were hampering you and holding you down and keeping you from living a full life, because your sins are forgiven, my friend. Your sins are forgiven. Now get up. Come on. Walk off into a new life with me, says Jesus. It was only two chapters further on in the gospel account, in chapter 7, Jesus encounters a scene of abject tragedy. Here is a woman. A woman in a town called Nain. And as Jesus approaches from one direction, so the crowd comes from another direction. And when the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her and said, "Don't cry." "Why?" "But my son is dead. I'm going to bury my son, and you say to me, don't cry." And then Jesus went up and said to the young man, "I tell you, get up. Get up." And he got up. This boy that they were about to take to his funeral, he got up. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. And people were filled with awe and they praised God. They saw the man being healed. They saw him picking up his mat and walked. And they praised God. You look further on in the gospel account into chapter 13. Here's a crippled woman in the synagogue, crippled by spirit for 18 years, bent over, couldn't straighten up. Of course, you can't do anything about this because it's the wrong day of the week. Now, how stupid is that? How stupid is that? Here is a woman with all of her infirmity, just wanting to be where God's people are in the synagogue. And Jesus comes to her and takes her by the hand and says this, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity. You're set free. Your sins are forgiven. Your son is given back to you. You're set free." But the thing is, it's not what happened to that individual that is so important, but what happened to the people who were watching around, and they all went, "Praise God. Give blessing to God for what they're seeing. The wonderful things that are being seen here." Chapter 17 of Luke's Gospel. We have 10 lepers. 10 lepers. "Jesus, Master, have pity on us," they cried from a distance. And Jesus said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priest. Go and do what's right according to the law of your faith." And they went, and as they went, they were healed. As they responded in faith, so they were healed, so they were strengthened. And out of the 10, how many came back? One. "Were there not 10 cleansed?" said Jesus. "And no one has returned to give praise to God except this foreigner. Go, your faith has made you well." The acceptance of the foreigner. I'm not going to get all political this morning, but I want you to be very aware, my dear people, that we cannot continually live in a land of them and us, of the foreigner and the native. It is a complete misnomer, my dear friends. Utter, complete misnomer. And we have to do all we can to recognize the fact that we are all brothers and sisters in one, whatever your race may be. And if you have opportunity to give, speak into power and have influence, or to write or to meet or whatever, please take it. For otherwise, most of our society has little voice of their own. And you who do have a voice, then use it for the good of all. For the good of all. And people will praise God for it. People will praise God. Just a couple more. Just a couple more references. Luke chapter 18. Here was a man blind. And as this beggar is sitting there, he'd heard, but he didn't know. He'd heard, but he hadn't met. And as Jesus walks past, those who knew Jesus said to him, "Here is Jesus. Here is Jesus. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me," he says. And Jesus says to this man, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the man says, "Lord, I want to see." And Jesus said, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." And immediately he followed Jesus, praising God. And when the people saw it, they also praised God. We've got to become a people who indicate where Jesus is and praise him for his presence in our world, and encourage others to praise him too. In your place of work, in your studies, in the supermarket queue, whichever side of the till you're working on, you've got to bring praise to God where you are, so that his name is exalted. Give thanks to the Lord and King. His love endures forever. Have you ever heard the story? Well, go tell it on the mountain, for we have a gospel to proclaim. My dear friends, I don't expect you all to preach sermons. Though if you do want an opportunity in 2020, come and see me on the QT, won't you? And I'll give you an opportunity to preach a sermon. Okay? But we have an opportunity to live praising God where we are found. Fill thou my life, O Lord my God, in every part with praise, that my whole being may proclaim thy being and thy ways, not for the lip of praise alone, nor in the praising heart I ask, but for a life made up of praise in every part. Now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? How are you going to praise God in these days? Are you going to be a stop being a grumpy so-and-so? Huh? Yeah? I'm not looking at anyone in particular. Certainly not you, Major Paul. Are you going to stop being a grumpy so-and-so? Are you going to be filled with praise to God for what it is he's done for you, even when the old chest is hacking away a little bit and you're really not feeling 100%, when life has not dealt you the best hand at the moment? Are you still going to praise God? Are you still going to indicate to other people, look, here's Jesus, he can help us. Learn about Jesus, read the stories about Jesus, do something in your life, get up and get on with life. For that is what he came to give you, life in all its fullness. And as we were reminded right at the very end of Jesus' stay here on earth, as the eternal Christ took again upon himself the mantle of eternity, so he left people who were praising continually the God whom he is. They worshipped him, they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple. No, I'm not going to suggest that either. All right? I am not going to suggest you stay here and live here. All right? Because there's a world out there needs you. There's a world out there needs you, the Christian witness. In the life and the family and the work and the studies and wherever you find yourself. My dear friends, if there is a benediction, any benediction on 2019, it's this. I'll get it back together in a minute, don't worry. The good and the bad, that which we have received gladly, that which has been taken from us, in all these things, we praise God. We bless his holy name. Just think, my friends. If it were not for the abiding love and presence of God, we would all be consumed. We would never stand. We would never cope. We would never make it for another 12 months. Would we? But God has been so good to us. He has blessed us without measure throughout this year, without measure. It may not have ever been the way we planned it out, the way that we wanted it to be, but we would not have wanted it any different, because we've had the Lord with us and he has blessed us and strengthened us. I apologize sometimes, because this is just me tough cookie, you've got me for the time being. All right? It's been a tough year. But God is good. God is faithful. God is strong. God is unchanging. In all the changing scenes of life, God is good. And I just want you to hear this message from Luke's Gospel from beginning to end this morning. That it's all about praising God. Not oblivious to the circumstances of life, but within the circumstances of life, God is there. And we need to recognize his presence. And you and I, we together, God's people, where he has placed us, need to work to point people to Jesus, to give a voice to the voiceless, to stand for the marginalized, to bring healing where there is brokenness, and to serve one another, to serve this community, but above all, to serve God himself in all that he means to us. We're going to finish our worship this morning, and then we're going to start our service. Is that a deal? Am I allowed to have a deal? Is that all right?